Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to open up as we normally do with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
So, I've been thinking about this because I've been seeing a lot of other guys doing this too. And I just wanted to know, did you ever get your Smith & Wesson M&P back?
I did.
Tell me about it.
Every time I put my hand on that firearm, I go, wow, this is not a Glock. The reason I got it is when I was, make a long story longer, my wife wanted to find a gun that fit her better, that when she presented, it felt more natural.
Right.
She goes around, she goes, hey, you know, I like this M&P. And I go, okay, great, honey. And then she goes, have you tried it? She was right. I pointed better. Now, to give Gaston Glock credit, it's been 2 decades since he started making plastic bricks, and M&P isn't a plastic brick. Smith & Wesson said, hey, the human hand wants to grab something with some curves. What kind of curves does it like? And then they made a pistol like that. The advantage is when I pick it up and put it in front of my face, it's pointed at the target. I see the sights immediately.
Now, you sent yours to Doug at ATEI, right?
I did.
What did he do to it?
He put in a new barrel and a flat-faced Apex trigger. It's not a target trigger. It's not considerably lighter, but it's got a much cleaner take-up and not as much movement. I've only shot, 50 rounds through it. Whereas before I was getting, let's call it a 2-inch group at 10 yards, now I'm getting a 1-inch group at 15. So I still have to do my part.
Well, flat triggers. The other thing about the Smith & Wesson M&P is it does not have the trigger in a trigger safety mechanism that the Glock has. The flat single-piece trigger, I like those a great deal.
Well, this has the little bar in the middle of the trigger.
Oh, it does?
Yes. It's not metal. It's plastic.
Okay.
You can get an M&P with a manual safety. I chose not to.
Well, you're a Glock guy.
my trigger finger's a Glock guy anyway.
Well, I mean,
and
you know, the beauty of the Glock was you had that semi-auto flatness, that semi-auto magazine capacity, but it had the same sort of get it in gear mechanism of a revolver, which they don't have safeties.
Right. And I used to compete with a 1911. I'm used to finding a thumb safety, but I knew that 1 out of 100 times I might think I turned it off and didn't. And for a concealed carry firearm, I don't want to ever face that. If I put my finger on the trigger, I expect that I'm facing an imminent threat.
Right. Now, do you have a holster for it and all the other stuff? Because now, as long as you've had Glocks, I can only imagine that you probably have a gazillion 6 Glock mags and a box of Glocks,
mm-hmm.
Glock holsters.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got to start building stuff for the M&P.
And I've got it inside the waistband. I need to go get an outside. As, you know, come think of it, I need to go get mag pouches, too. Oh, Bill. All right, I'll get over it.
I'm telling you, this is the reason I kept coming back to Glock, was because I had all this Glock stuff from all the years of accumulated Glock stuff. But right. I have seen a lot of guys now starting to migrate over to the M&P. Now, I've had one recently, an M&P 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
And I only took it out and shot it one time.
Oh.
Yeah. And I didn't really give it enough time. The trigger, of course, is leaks better than the 1.0. That's what made Doug with ATEI. He was the first one to ever really make the trigger worth having with the 1.0.
Gotcha. But, yeah. Well, can you imagine if Taran went to work on the M&P?
I don't know why he doesn't. You know,
like, that would be a device.
With Taran Tactical, like he will, like on SIG, he'll take the 365 and he'll do all kinds of stuff to the P365. He will not touch the P320.
Okay.
I mean, he has definite opinions about guns.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is the beauty of the time in which we live. If someone says, I want to get a gun, the answer is, awesome. Let's go shoot a bunch of them.
Right.
And you're not going to buy for several weeks because each weekend we're going to go out and shoot it. And remember what the optometrist did when you were getting glasses? He said, which is better, the first one or the second?
Right.
And you do that a couple times, that's all you can decide in a weekend, you know, when you go out to the range that one day. Well, I like this one better than that. Okay, start there and keep doing that until you go, these are both pretty good, but they feel about the same.
Yeah.
Now you've got some choices.
You know, a smart man could start a business where he calls this bespoke training. And then he could go to his favorite gun range where they rent guns and say, make me a deal on gun rental so I can bring a client in here and let him try every gun you got. Make me one price. And
right.
Bake that into the price of whatever my instruction would be.
Yep.
You would be so in demand.
Well, and that's very much what happened when my wife was first looking.
Yeah.
She had this gal, she has a video training system in her house. So they went through some scenarios. Okay, you present very well. And Jen's all, yeah, but there's just this fraction of a second delay. I'm not as accurate as I want to be. So I go, great, let's go to the range and see what fits. So they do. There are a number of ranges. Once you pay the rental fee, you right. can stay there all day and keep bringing it back. And I'd like to try this one. Now, you don't have four out on the line at the same time, but right. one right after another.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what you need, just like when you go buy shoes.
That would be my thought. Is your wife's gun, is it going to run a dot? Are you going to run a dot on yours?
I've got it. Have we talked about that? I found a Vortex optic. Is it Vortex? I forget now. It's called the Vulcan, so it came out by Primary Arms. Oh, no, it's a Holosun knockoff.
Okay.
That Primary Arms had specially made.
Yeah, I've got a couple of those right over here. I tell you what.
When we come back?
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I'm just trying to get you in a good position to where you tell everybody real quick how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories. That's once a week. I've been slow now. It's been a few weeks since a new one came out. I write the Slow Facts blog. I try and get there a couple times a week. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily, and it's carried at Oplens and the Truth About Guns.
I got another question to ask you when we get back as well, just because you would know, and I would.
Let's go.
Is the optic you've got? Is it? Let's see. I have the Primary Arms Classic Micro Reflex Sight. It looks sort of like an RMR.
It's like that, but they have a different reticle in it.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, precision. Primary Arms is not bad. Not bad at all when it comes to their stuff. Their
yes.
stuff is, I run most of my rifle optics with Primary Arms. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't know if you guys caught that, but I'll tell you what I'm talking about in just a second. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse. We haven't talked about this since it happened, and we don't have to get into detail about it, but I would like to pay homage to the recently retired Polite Society podcast.
Right. Yeah, it has. We've been at that for a decade.
Yep.
And there were some upset. SAF was no longer funding it. Paul was doing it a couple times a week. He's now working nights, and he said, this is too much. I'm going to just step back, get my life back, and then maybe we'll look and see, what do I want to do? How many times a week do I want to do it? So, it's been a great ride.
So is it done, or is it just in hiatus?
Well, for now it's done. Well, I think Paul will reevaluate it in 6 months and see what he'd like to do. I don't think it's going to come back the way it left.
The thing with this kind of undertaking is that you start it out and it becomes a passion project, or you're really enthusiastic about it. And then over time, when it goes from being that to almost an obligation, it sort of takes sort of the fun out of it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you need a life. When you find that your hobby that's not paying the bills is putting your marriage at risk,
yeah,
then you go, ooh, hold on. This isn't good.
Well, I didn't know that was the case. I mean, I what I figured was going on with Paul was, you know, Paul's had a health scare or two. And
right.
I don't know how old is Paul?
Did he just turn 60?
Okay.
If not, he's close.
Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't know what affected him. I the handful of times I've talked to him, I've always liked him. I think of him very highly, but you don't know what's happening in the background. And,
right.
I saw that announcement. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So.
Well, sooner or later,
everything ends.
Yeah, right. And we were just, I heard you talking about that the other day with Paul Markle.
Yeah.
Hey, the guys that were in the original classes with, you know, Jeff Cooper and figuring out the modern technique of firearms and what do you do with your left hand?
They're dying off.
They've retired. Their students have retired. Now their students have retired. Yeah, things are going to roll over and new people will come on the scene and pick up the slack.
Yeah. So. And innovation will continue. I mean, like we were just talking about optics on pistols. How long did you debate going with an optic pistol before we hooked up at Steve's class in 2019?
Oh, years. Because I remember I was a IDPA iron sights guy. What did it for me is when I conceal carry, particularly at night, and I'm going, wait a minute, do I have to put on my reading glasses to see the sights? Or am I going to be there using the force? Which there was a time when I could do. You know, I had enough instinctive aim just because I handled the gun so much.
Right.
But wait a minute. Now I move. I don't handle the gun as much. I don't compete as often. That's not fair to the public. I'm depending on luck to get what I aim at, particularly at night. And I went, oh, a red dot lets me shoot at a distance. It works day or night. I got to convert.
See, the thing with the red dot, and I don't know if you've seen this, but one of the things that I've always, the transition, especially with a Glock, the transition from iron sights to optic with a Glock means you're holding the gun a different way. You're tilting your wrist a different way. You're not pushing over quite as much because of the grip angle.
Okay.
So for me, the big issue was, okay, making that adjustment. Then I watched some video where some guy was out there and he was talking about how he presented with a red dot, which I remembered how Steve was telling me this, and this sort of reinforced this. This guy says the speed of the presentation is going to be on the draw, but when you stick the gun out there, pause until you pick up the dot. And then press the trigger. So you can go as fast as you want to get it out there. And then you're going to give it a little perceptible, half a second. Make sure you got the dot fire. And that has improved everything I do much better.
And I find that, the sights give you more instinctive alignment. I mean, you see them come up, you go, heck, I got the front sight over meat. Press the trigger. Whereas the dot, you can over aim. You can be so precise with the dot. And so I slow down a little bit before I get all the way out because I find this fascinating. A friend of mine, and you, I think you've had him on, Mike Ox.
I think I have too. I don't remember when.
Yeah, within the last 6 months.
Okay.
He recently, like last week, put out a combined online paperback book called Red Dot Mastery. Okay. I'm going to order it. It'll be a late Christmas present for me. Mm-hmm. If this is interesting to you, by all means, go chase that down. Well worth it.
I just find it Where interesting. I find it interesting that I've come back to Glock and you're leaving.
Well, you know, then let's do this. Challenge yourself to shoot under lower light conditions. Or, you know, get a pair of really dark sunglasses. Go try it there. And that's, you shoot a lot. You probably now shoot more often than I do because you're taking videos so often. And I find that, the dot as I get older was more instinctive.
Right.
And my thought, okay, and again, from Steve's class, can you put shots on target at 50 yards? That's the width of a supermarket.
Right.
Some guys installing a beat down. Do you have to run over there or can you shoot from here? And that's one of the issues that drove me toward the, isn't that it? And that application is relatively new, that ordinary concealed carriers would say, you know what? I might have to shoot beyond 21 feet. Ooh, what happens now? It's a beautiful thing that we have firearms that are accurate enough to do that and optics that can let us do that.
Well, all I know is that the tools, I used to be a big believer. You know what? I don't even have time to go into this because we're coming up on the break. So once again,
please. When we come back.
Yeah. Tell everybody we got a few seconds. I'll just say this. I find it really interesting that there used to be a time when the man made the gun. I think now with some of the mechanical and electronic advantages that have been added to the package that this can take an ordinary person and make them a lot better if they spend the time
yes.
training with it.
Right. Well, We've learned a lot. We have remanufactured guns so they fit people.
Yeah.
Bill, I think that's just starting now with all the guys who are printing their own guns.
Yeah.
They're going to innovate in so many different ways. It's going to be amazing.
I know. But I mean, the thing about it is that, there's just so many choices now. You can make your own.
Yeah.
Roll your own, whatever you want to call it. Now I'll tell everybody how to find you real quick, please.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog, try and get there a couple times a week. My writing is picked up, it's carried at Clash Daily and at Opt Lens and at The Truth About Guns. Bill and I find something to talk about.
All the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. In Bethlehem, Christmas carrying a heavy heart this year amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza. The traditional Christmas Day events and concerts have all been called off, leaving Manger Square deserted and guarded by security forces. King Charles III expressed his hope that we can collectively work together to safeguard one another in his second Christmas message as the reigning monarch of England.
My heart has been warmed by countless examples of the imaginative ways in which people are caring for one another.
Although he did not explicitly mention the Israel-Hamas conflict, the king acknowledged the prevalence of increasingly tragic conflicts around the world. Last-minute holiday travelers packing airports nationwide, causing considerable congestion. Today's statistics show 1,400 delays and 140 cancellations reported so far, creating significant travel disruptions. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. We were just talking about things you can add to a gun. I got an email the other day, Rob, from a guy that the company they run is Vantage Point, and it's an archery company. And they decided to delve into the gun parts thing. So what they developed, and according to Paul Markle, this has been done before, but I've never seen it before. They developed a compensator that attaches to a Surefire X300 flashlight.
Whoa. Okay.
So you attach the compensator to the flashlight. Now, this one is designed to go on a Glock 19 or a Glock 45. That barrel length. So you stick the flashlight on with the compensator, and now you have a compensated pistol. If you decide you don't want to have a compensated pistol, you take the flashlight off, and you have an uncompensated pistol.
Right.
Now, I haven't even shot the gun with it yet. I've got it on my Glock 19. I got a holster. It takes the Glock 19 and makes it about the same thing as a Glock 17 length. So if you get a Glock 17 holster that will take an X300, you can carry the gun as it is set up.
Right.
I think this one I got was from who made this one? I called these guys and ordered it myself because Bravo Concealment, because they actually had them in stock.
And I'm dying to hear, for the first shot, does it make any difference?
Well, I haven't
it's
shot
the
it yet.
Time, it's your splits.
Yeah.
That it should get better with the comp pistol. So,
well, you know,
tell us.
I haven't shot it yet with a compensator.
Yeah.
I have not shot it yet with a compensator. Here's the thing. So when I was telling Markle about it, he was like, oh, so you want to be blinded in the dark?
Well, maybe go different. By the way, okay, so that's fascinating. And if you go to SHOT Show, the last day, people are packing up. Some guys are still there. Yeah, we got to be here till it closes. Can't leave. I went and talked to the ammo manufacturers, and right. They go, oh, yeah, we, in theory, make the same product every single time. In fact, we'll trade formulations a little bit depending on what's in stock. And some powders have different flash than others. And you can get powders that have very low flash. But you don't, what's the Forrest Gump quote? You never know what you got till you open the box and try it.
Yep.
So do that. Go shoot it at night.
Well, here's the other thing. You know, when I was in the Army, okay?
Yeah.
They told us that whenever, in times of darkness, whenever we were in darkness, if there was light coming up, to close one eye so we didn't lose our night vision.
Right.
So why couldn't I just shoot with one eye open when I'm doing this?
I guess.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I pointed that out to Mr. Markle, of course, and, you know, sooner or later, I'm going to have to steal his kilt. just to get my just desserts, because I understand that keeping a gun as simple as you can keep it, and look, I completely get that. Having a flashlight on a gun and an optic on a gun, it doesn't add that much weight, but it makes it a lot bulkier.
It does.
Do you run a gun with a flashlight on it?
I don't.
Okay.
And I think that's only because when I learned flashlight techniques, flashlights were still so bulky.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I've seen some competitive shooters, even with IDPA, and they're going, yeah, but see, I carry it this way because it's got a light on it. And I'm going, yeah, that makes your gun heavier and more stable, doesn't it? He goes, yeah, of course it does. So they're all trade-offs. So,
well, the thing, see, I don't know if you remember or not, but when we were back at Steve's class, you remember he said, I don't like flashlights on guns, although every gun he showed us that day that he was shooting had a flashlight on it.
Right.
I remember that clearly. But the thing, I was talking to Bob Keller of Gamut Resolutions, and I was asking if he carried a gun with a flashlight on it, and he said, sure, absolutely. And I said, well, why? He said, well, do you practice shooting one-handed?
Okay, right.
I said, no. He said, well, then why would you shoot one-handed in the dark?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Now, there's sometimes. Yeah. There's sometimes during the day when I'm trying to run like a minimalist rig. But they're getting, I mean, they're making it easy now to carry the biggest guns you can possibly, even with sweatpants. Have you seen that? They're making sweatpants.
What are you talking about?
They make sweatpants now with belt loops on the inside of the pants where you can put a belt on the inside of it and conceal inside the waistband with a pair of sweatpants on and it don't move.
But sooner or later, guys are going to start wearing belly bands if we keep wearing sweatpants. So, yeah. Yeah. Like, it makes sense.
Belly bands work. I like belly bands. The problem is that I keep thinking like I'm fatter than I was. Well, I'm fatter than I am now. I mean, I was fatter. And so I keep ordering the wrong size. And then I get it in the...
Bill, I know that's frustrating.
Dumb problem.
As a friend, it is wonderful that you're getting healthier. So I'm so sorry, Bill. I hope you have that problem forever, and you keep having it as you keep getting fitter and fitter.
Yeah. One thing I can say about Mr. Morris, when he trains, it doesn't matter. Mr. Morris does not train and fall out of training like some people I know, which would be myself. I've fallen out of both classes at least once that we attended. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, we should get smarter. We should early in the spring or later in the fall, but not in the middle of the summer. That's just not right.
Yeah, that should be our off season. But anyway, maybe we can do something this coming year. Who knows? Who knows? So. Who can tell? Then you'll get out there and just blank me with that new M&P. I'd be like, oh, I got to trade everything I own on M&Ps now. So what?
Cool.
Well, I was gonna say now the one thing you're still doing is the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which was completely yours. It was always yours. You were never part of an ensemble cast. You're actually the only one doing that kind of thing. You're going to keep doing that, right?
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Although I'm trying to give it away. I want some of my readers to, you know, they send me stories. I go, here, you guys write them up. I want to make this what do they call it? Crowdfunded, cloud, you know, where a lot of people...
Crowdsourced.
Open source. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. A lot of people contribute to it.
Yeah.
I'd have fun doing that.
You ought to have, like, you ought to take... How many are you doing a week?
Just one. We do four stories with one new instructor every week.
Okay. So you could take, like, your final one of the month and you could challenge your listeners to send in their stories, and then you can make the final one of the month. Coming to me from Billy Bob in Texarkana. You know that?
Yeah. I like, okay, just if I can't get them to, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Or collect all the ones they send me, and once a month, this is the reader, the listener podcast. Yeah, I like it.
The only
now I have to give Bill credit.
You don't have to give me credit. But the only thing, if I hadn't, you would have thought of that in your own time if you had to do it. So, but anyway, the only thing is you'll just have to now contend with all of the crazy stories you're going to get over time. Because there will be plenty of them. There will be, I mean, I pulled a gun twice as a civilian, and both times it was in a milk truck.
Right.
That in and of itself, to me, makes it sus to begin with, just hearing that. But, I mean, that was just how it happened to work out.
Right.
It's just how it happened to work out.
You know Charles Heller?
Yes.
Right. Charles asked me on the air, Rob, have you ever presented your firearm where you were threatened? I go, no, I try and stay out of those situations. And he goes, wow, how do you do that? I think Charles has you beat by a couple. This is four or five.
Yeah.
I'm going, now, in some cases, literally just craziness landed in front of him. You know, cops are chasing somebody, and he presents and gets down behind the car. I find myself wonderfully fortunate. I don't want that to end. If I do things right,
yes,
I'll go to my grave, never having had to pull my gun.
I can explain mine. And we'll do that in the next segment. I can explain mine. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. That's one a week. It runs about 20 minutes. I write the So Low Facts blog. I get out there a couple times a week. From there, my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens, and also at The Truth About Guns.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morrison. He was just talking about how, and I will tell you why I've had to pull my gun twice. Okay.
Please.
So if you were to ask John Farnham how to stay out of trouble, he would tell you, make sure you're in your own bed by 10 p.m. every night, and you will stay out of trouble. The other thing he would tell you is don't go where you know there might be trouble. When both times that I did it, I was a milkman. And the milk routes started at 2 a.m. And I had the Greenville City route. And the Greenville City route, Greenville is a beautiful, beautiful little city town. You know, it's trying to become a city. It's still sort of a town. But in the 90s, at O Dark 30, the goblins were out at night. So I'd be headed for a Hardee's, and I'd be pulling up to a stoplight, and there'd be a church on my left-hand side, and out of the shrubbery would come the prostitutes wanting to know if I wanted a date.
Wow.
They'd be posted up in the shrubberies next to the church. One time, I was in front of this store, and I just finished my delivery, and I'd thrown everything in the truck, and I'm getting in the truck. And somebody else climbs into the passenger side of the truck and tells me that he's going to turn me inside out unless I don't take him where he wants to go. So.
Crazy.
I had a Glock 22 on me, so I pull it up. I get it about head level. I switch on the dome lamp. He turns and looks at me. He's eyeballed a barrel. And I told him I wasn't going that way, so get out. And he got out. Another time, somebody actually broke into the truck. They broke the passenger or the driver's side window. And when I came out, he wanted the keys and he wanted the cash, which joke's on you, pal. All my customers were charge customers, so I had no cash. But he starts walking towards me and I pull the Glock up. And I mean, back in the 90s, I was fresh off the boat. I was still quite militarized. And I could have gone hand to hand, but I mean, I was always in a position of. And the one time I thought I was done, right? We had this section of, housing here in Greenville called the Jesse Jackson Townhomes. And the company I worked for at the time, they were in bankruptcy, so the trucks were in decrepit repair. So I go to put the truck in gear and take off, and I tear the gear shift right out of the floor.
Whoops.
So now I have to go back inside the building where they won't let me wait and call for a mechanic. So I go back out and sit in the truck. And as I'm sitting in the truck, I start getting noticed. So now I've got the Glock 22 back out in my lap, and one guy comes up to my window, and I got the Glock 22 in my lap, and I roll down the window, and he says, "Hey, man, you need a cup of coffee?" And I said, "I would love a cup of coffee." So that was a mistaken case of, perception on my part.
Next time, don't do that.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, I was in places that were goblin infested places. That's how you have to draw your gun. Whenever you're in a place where goblins are, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've seen them all color stripes, persuasions, female, male, you know. I mean, there's the store where I had to pull the gun on the guy in the parking lot. Two nights later, they abducted the little girl that worked in there and took her to a motel out of the county and just assaulted her for 4 days, sexually assaulted her for 4 days.
I'm sorry.
At night, this is a whole different town. Now, I don't know how it is nowadays. At 2 a.m., I'm in my, you know, covered by my little blankie, so I don't go out at those times anymore.
Bill, I think, okay, we know that the police aren't prosecuting crime like they used to in some cities, particularly our Democrat-controlled cities. I was reading a report that came out. There are some counties in Alabama, two-thirds of the adults, voting-age people, right?
Right.
Have their carry permits. Two-thirds. Suppose just a third of them carry. That's 1 out of 10.
Yep.
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the specter is out there. I'm sort of lucky. I mean, like, I do this thing with the International Ballet once a year. And when I show up, they expect me to be armed. I'm in the middle of all of the beautiful people that are the big donors and everything else, and they see nothing at all wrong with me being there in my own private box, minding my own private business, and they know that I'm armed to the teeth, and they don't care.
Right.
So, you know, the perception of the armed citizen is beginning to change.
Right.
Slowly, but it's beginning to change. Well, I mean,
you said there are parts of town that are dangerous.
Right.
Well, that's the beauty of constitutional carry, because the reason we used to have all these permit carry schemes was to make it so that poor people, transients, you know, even contractors that come into town and work for 6 months and then leave, go off to another job. You're not from around here. We don't want you to have a gun. And I'm going, where do the honest people live that are going to need a gun? Those are the places where you had to deliver, right? Wow. So we're going to see this change more and more across the country.
Yep. So I look forward to that. I'm enjoying that. I thoroughly like the fact that the armed citizen is becoming more and more. I'd like to see more armed women. I'd like to see more armed men, for that matter. But I mean,
right. We're seeing both. Your prayers are being answered.
Saw something the other day. I'm a member of the American Legion Post 3.
Oh.
And they were doing something called Goodfellas, where they stuff boxes with food, and then they have this thing where you can drive through and pick up, you know, a big box of food and a bag of potatoes and a bag of apples and some lettuce and two chickens and, you know, all the food for Christmas time. And they're doing it, and as I'm looking around, I see all these kids, and they're wearing belts with everything a cop would have except a gun. And these are the sheriff's department cadets, and they're age 14 to 20. And I mean, they're just running around, just exuberant as all get out. And I'm talking to the deputy in charge. These are kids that, instead of going through the Boy Scout range, they joined them. And they learned the administrative parts and all this other stuff about being a cop. And I didn't ask them if they qualified with a pistol or not, but they had hard case looking cops as their advisors. And I mean, they had this one guy, big black guy, looked like a fullback or a linebacker or something. He was out there. But when you hear him talking to the kids, he was very patient and very, you know, he was listening, and then he was answering the question quick and concisely. That gives me hope for the country if young people are taking that up. And young men, you know, they're getting sort of ostracized as time goes on. They'll be joining us soon, Rob. You know, if they're white, if they're male, even if they're black and male, because now they're being replaced too. So, I mean,
it
gives me hope.
Men need a purpose,
yeah.
And protecting your family is a purpose. So a lot of them are going to pick it up. You're absolutely right.
Yep. So the next thing I'm expecting you to do later on, although you probably won't now that you're an M&P guy, I was gonna suggest you try the Glock 45, because I think for anybody that, if you're a Glock guy, the Glock 45 cannibalizes everything out there in the Glock ecosystem, in my opinion.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of the Glock 49, which is the Glock 17 size slide with the Glock 19 size grip. I don't get less bullets, bigger slide. I do get more bullets, smaller slide. I do get that.
Right.
So. But that's all right. You're an M&P guy now, and you're going to outshoot me, and it's going to be horrible.
I'm good. Only if I keep practicing. Okay. Only if I keep practicing. So what – now that I've gone over and I found out, oh, I was thinking of – I've got an AK, and I was thinking of trading it in for a pistol caliber carbine.
Okay.
And I can find one that used the M&P mag, so that would be a good trade.
If you can't find one that used the M&P mag, which, is there one?
Henry makes one where you buy the different inserts for the different mags.
Henry does? The Lee Bryson Company?
Yeah, except it's a semi-auto.
Okay.
Blowback.
I didn't know that. I mean, I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah.
Just because I like Henry's rifles, I mean.
The Homesteader or something like that?
Okay. I will look into that. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. That comes out once a week. There are 300 of them sitting there. If you get interested, you got some listening to do. I write the Slow Facts blog. I try and give you a new article a couple times a week. My writing is picked up at Class Daily and at Ops Lens and often carried at The Truth About Guns. Is Dan Zimmerman coming up next?
No.
Ah, okay.
Super Dave Harrington. All right, hour number two is inbound. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure.
This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.